The first step you want to perform when solving projectile motion problems is to draw a sketch of what the problem is asking you. In your sketch, you want to include all known variables that the problem gives, as well as the unknown variables that it's asking you to solve for. Once you've completed your sketch, you can use that to check back with the problem to make sure that all your values that you've included are accurate, that your units match up with the units that the problem is giving you, and that your directions, if it's a vector problem that gives you direction, match up with what the problem is giving you.